Welcome back, everybody. Getting ready to start podcast number 2 here. And thought I'd play a little bit of intro music to get you in the mood. So hopefully you like that. Anyways, thanks for following. Wanted to get into the second phase of branding here and touching on a little bit of the process, the discovery process of establishing yourself, establishing your recognition, and really beginning to gain traction with your brand and putting together a strategy, or I guess a promotional strategy, that encompasses your vision, your purpose, your value, and everything that falls underneath. So I wanted to give you really just a little bit of insight on my process and the questions, or I guess more so the answers that I supply my clients with regarding their brand and what's important to the development of their identity and their recognition through all of their channels. So the first thing I wanted to discuss was your ability to define your brand and what goes underneath it, underneath your umbrella. What are you essentially promising your customers? What are you telling them that you're going to do for them? And how are you able to overcome competition and do it better? Moreover, you know, your promise has to be your competence too. So what can you handle? What do you do well? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What companies do you use that complement your service so that you're able to provide a strong solution that satisfies the full cycle of needs for your customers or clients? I think that's super important that a lot of companies overlook, because not only is it important for you to know that and to train your people, but you also need to convey that or relay that to your audience so that they know that you're competent and able, willing and able to handle their needs and expectations. For example, my promise would be to enhance my client's presentation in the way they resonate with their audience. So at the end of the day, no matter what initiatives or processes or tasks that I'm helping my clients check off or improve, we want to make sure that we're executing our promise by enhancing the way they present themselves and the way they're perceived. So let me give you an example. If I had a client that was investing in publication advertising, and I brought this up in my last example because I like this. I like speaking about a convoluted message or trying to cram too much information into that little square to gain your recognition or establish your awareness. So in this case, somebody would come to me to help them present their service or solution or product in a better manner so they're able to convert more customers from that specific ad, especially when publication ads are so expensive. So the end goal, my brand promise to them was, hey, you know, I'm going to help you establish a message. I'm going to help you streamline your message and make it cohesive across all channels. But also, I want to make sure that you're presenting yourself in a more effective manner in this specific ad. This is the pain point that you have. This is the issue, the return that you're not receiving, that your expectations were set at. You're not receiving that return. So that's our main objective at the end of the day. But for me, I want to take it a step further and make sure that my clients are understanding that it goes further than just one ad. It goes into your videos. It goes into your website. It goes into your business card. Everything needs to relay that value or that competency that you're essentially offering your customer base. And that's one of the most important things that I wanted to touch on in the branding process that I like to go down and make sure I solidify, because not only are we able to solidify that one message or that one advertisement, but we're able to take that message and that value or strategic formulation for that matter and put it across all channels and make sure that we're relaying the same thing. A lot of times companies don't understand that a message that isn't cohesive or consistent or I guess repetitive, it tends to make consumers or investors tentative or hesitant to invest their money or spend money because it makes it hard to trust what you're saying. The more consistent you are, the more established you are, the more confident you are in that one value or that one promise that you have, the better they're going to receive that presentation. This rolls into the second aspect of my process, which is how do you plan on positioning your brand? Once you're able to solidify your promise or your value and create that cohesive message across all channels, you want to begin to position your brand so that when consumers think of that value or that promise, you're the first person they think of. Now, there's always going to be somebody that's going to try to mimic or copy or duplicate your efforts, but the more detailed you are in your positioning strategy, the more effective your message will be and the better your service or product is going to resonate with your consumer audience. In reality, this is just that, essentially that recognition, that awareness that's established with cohesion. Once we're able to position the brand and, you know, schedule out our advertisements or messages or posts, you know, whatever your strategy or your personal beliefs are, we want to make sure that we're expressing your brand in a way that people can attest to. So what's the personality, the persona of your brand? What type of voice do you have? Are you an encouraging brand, inspiring? Are you really straight to the point, direct? Are you more empathetic and caring and loving? Do you like to give order or give direction, or do you like to listen? I think all these things play into the personality of your brand, and understanding where your brand fits after you position your brand with your promise, I think is really that second step of taking your marketing or the recognition of your company to the next level. In most cases, consumers want a company or a product, or I guess a service for that matter, that they can identify with, that resonates with their experience. For example, I'm working with a geriatric dentistry service, I guess, and a lot of their message before I started working with them was really geared towards, hey, this is what we do, this is why you should use us, this is how we've grown, this is our testimonials, and yada yada and so on and so forth. To me, that's just information. You know, who is your target audience? We ended up finding out that in order to really garner new acquisition with geriatric patients, we needed to gain the trust of the communities, the physicians, the caretakers that these people are with on a daily basis, because number one, they're responsible for their care and their well-being, but they're also counted on to advise them on situations or services that can better their lifestyle or improve their overall well-being. So we knew after, you know, piecing a lot of things together, reviewing past advertisements or print media, I guess, we realized that we're just spewing information to the general public. We need to really target and resonate and create a feeling or an emotion with doctors, with the communities. Their end goal is to, you know, decrease hospitalizations, make sure their patients get the best care. They don't want to hear complaints from their patients about somebody that they referred to them, a different service or provider. They want to have a seamless process that they can execute their value, which is general care, general well-being, happiness, sociability in the communities. And so I really help them pivot their strategy so that they're catering to these communities. And instead of saying, hey, this is what we do, this is what we've accomplished, this is why you should use us, we started talking about helping them with their productivity or their effectiveness or improving their occupancy, for that matter, with communities. Fill your rooms, offer a different service, eliminate transportation needs with a mobile service. Same thing with physicians. You know, how often do you deal with a situation with your patient that you can't really address? You know, if it's a dental issue or oral issue in this matter, how are you catering to that person without just giving them a general referral? Well, hey, we have a mobile service that you slide right in, you give us a call, you schedule it, and that's where that value is. And then we want to message it in a way that doctors appreciate or understand, with simplicity, probably imagery that'll catch their eye, that makes sense without them having to really dig into the service to understand it. You know, we want to create the simplistic service that makes sense, that's seamless with their already established process. And we knew at that point that's how we were going to position the brand and then create that identity that, I guess, you know, doctors and communities or head of nursing can understand and appreciate. Once you're able to fine-tune that message, solidify the process, streamline everything across all channels, build your identity, establish different catchphrases or just simple one-liners that really simplify the message for that specific audience, that's when you can really start building awareness. So that's where you take everything and communicate it externally. Obviously, you want to communicate that internally first so that all your people, whether it's salespeople, front desk, human resources, probably a good idea, a place to start. Your customer care, your customer service, all these things that are really customer facing, I guess, these are the people that need to be trained and quizzed and monitored to ensure that they're promoting and aligning with the vision that you have. I think a lot of times that I've seen when you get your people involved and you really lay out the foundation or that culture that you're trying to establish and expand on how you're different and how you service people differently and how you can execute that promise and really make people happy and appreciate you, I think that allows people to buy in. And a lot of times the downfall of a company or brand is because of the culture they're creating. They either forget about that culture or it's not important to them, or they just don't even know that it exists or that it's something that they need to do. And I think for me, from some of the experiences that I've had, that's, number one, the most important thing is to establish that brand, establish your promise, establish your purpose, reiterate your identity, and then allow your people to live it on a daily basis, allow them to wear it on their sleeve, and be proud of that company or brand that they're a part of. Once you're able to get them on board, then, like I said before, I jumped ahead of myself, is you want to communicate that externally. How are you positioning your identity? What channels are best for you that align with that message? For example, the mobile dentist that I gave the example, where are the physicians at? Are they on Facebook all day? I doubt it. They could be, but then that's probably not somebody you want to do business with. Are they more than likely on LinkedIn? Maybe some chats, some groups, some forums. Are they a part of some research studies that they have a website that they're subscribed to? Is there advertisements, display ads that we can push across those channels that capture the eye of the specific audience that we're looking for? Are we getting in front of the communities in the proper way? Is our sales team, do they have a sales process or a sales dialogue that they're going down and explaining the process and how we're here to help, or we want to bring value to you and your residents. All that stuff externally, again, it all plays right back into that message and that promise that you're essentially building out into a tree or a resource center of what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and essentially the effectiveness of the way we do it. The last aspect of my initial branding process is making sure that we can measure the initiatives that we're immersing ourselves in. What are the capabilities of my clients? What are the capabilities, future capabilities of the brand? Is there a hiring process in place to be able to handle certain aspects that we plan on expanding on in the future? How are we holding employees or a sales team or customer service departments accountable for being brand champions, for relaying the message and the promise no matter what they deal with on a consistent basis? How are we monitoring that? How are we grading them and giving them feedback to ensure that they're always hungry to do better or understand even what they're doing wrong? If you're on social media, you have a social media plan, whether it's an advertisement campaign or you're just doing posts, general content through SEO, or maybe blog posts. How are we measuring the traffic there? Are we promoting our message? And does it align with our vision and our value and our objectives as a company? If so, how are we monetizing the results? Are people coming on site just to read, to be engaged, to get that awareness? Is that our goal? Or are we trying to generate customers or generate emails? What's the purpose of each campaign? How does it tie back into the message? And why are we doing it? Is this something that should be a priority? Or is there an avenue that could be a lot more specific, like, say, for example, the forum I mentioned earlier for physicians, that we could specifically target people in Phoenix? So I'll use my city, for example. And we know that those are Phoenix doctors there, and we know that they're reading it for a certain piece of information, and we can cater that message to that content that they're engaged with and provide that value and provide that awareness and measure the clicks to calls or clicks to email submissions or shares, even for that matter. I think you can do all the work to make sure that you know what your promise is, what your value is, how you're going about relaying that to your team and externally. But if you don't measure it and you don't understand what's working, you're never going to really attain success and sustain your company. I think the baby steps, a lot of the clients that I work with, I'm working with a new technology company, for example, and he has a lot of great ideas and he wants to throw a lot of stuff out there right now, but I have to keep reminding him, how are we monetizing that? How are we understanding what it's doing? Because as far as I'm concerned, we could throw it out there in space and wonder who it floats into. If you don't have a way of tracking it and understanding why you're tracking it, what you're tracking, and who you're targeting, then all of the stuff that I just went down as far as what you established for your foundation essentially would be pointless. So that pretty much wraps it up as far as my initial onboarding branding process. When I do consulting, I like to do my first 2 or 3 appointments for free just to get a feel for the company, see if your values or your beliefs or desires or what you're looking to accomplish really align with the value or the promise that I'm trying to supply you with. And then we go from there. I think initially this is the most important aspect of what I do, because if somebody doesn't really understand the importance of establishing these aspects of your brand, it makes it really difficult to work for or work with. And in the long run, like I mentioned before, it's very hard to attain results and sustain the business when you don't take this stuff seriously. So I really try to set my clients up for success, but I really want to make sure that we have a good foundation before we move forward. So just to recap here, we want to define the brand and everything that goes into that brand, your promise, your value, your core competencies. I know I mentioned that in the last podcast. What you do well at the end of the day, who's complimenting you, and really the purpose behind what you do. How are we positioning the brand? How customers think of you, how you're being perceived, how you want them to perceive you, the way your message is being digested, I guess, and how they remember you when they need to. That's the most important thing with positioning. How you express your brand, the name, the adjectives that you use to describe your brand. I think those all have to be cohesive, your personality and then your identity, and how people resonate or relate to your service or product. Then you want to build the awareness. How are you going to build that awareness so that you're able to be recognizable? Again, you want to communicate that internally first and then have a plan or strategy, which essentially is a marketing plan, which we'll go on down the into detail on down the road, and how you're communicating that externally and consistently. And then lastly, obviously, how you're monetizing that or measuring your results to make sure that you're headed in the right direction and reaching your goals and continuously moving that meter in the right direction for growth, prosperity, and essentially value. I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy day to join me today. I am really passionate about what I do. I think process is imperative for success, and I really look forward to working with some of you, hearing your stories, and seeing where we could fit together. If you have any questions, inbox me, info@prefocus.solutions, or hit me on the cell phone, 317-918-1360. I'm always available. And remember to always prefocus.